Dustin Johnson, the favourite, the 32-year-old, world ranked number one. Well, he's won his last three tournaments. Can he win the fourth? This is the one he really wants to win. Dustin Johnson won the US Open last year and is a three-time Ryder Cup player. Hits the ball an absolute mile. My only question is around the greens. Will his putter hold up from that short range? And what about his bunker play? It's not the best on the PGA Tour, but he doesn't go in many either. He's a solid favourite, Dustin Johnson. Well, Jordan Spieth, the 23-year-old Texan, can't believe he's only 23. His last three form figures at the Masters been runner-up. He won in 2015 and runner-up last year. But can he forget what happened to himself on that 12th hole last year? Two balls in the water, only a wedge shot, and he ended up with a seven and lost by three to Danny Willett. Well, we're all going to be watching that on Thursday when he goes to the 12th tee, aren't we? He's the greatest putter in the world of golf. Can the rest of his game match it? Rory McIlroy, he's had an interrupted season with a rib injury that kept him out for about 6 weeks. And his form has been a little bit patchy this year, purely because he hasn't played that much golf. But you know what? That just might fall into his hands. He's getting married soon as well, so this would be a nice present. I wonder if he'd wear his green jacket down the aisle. But he's looking for his own career Grand Slam. He's won the other three majors. Big chance, Rory McIlroy. Jason Day, the Australian, the former world number one. He's 29 now, Jason Day. He's had an interrupted season due to family illness. Picked up some injuries as well, so he's not played that much golf, Jason Day. He's the sort of player, I feel, that needs to play a lot of golf. Let's look back to last year. Great year for him. Won at Bay Hill, won TPC, won the match play, runner-up in the USPGA. Everything was going great. So his injuries and illness has just drawn him back a bit. Great to see him on the golf course. Can't see him winning. Well, Jon Rahm is the sensational young man from Spain. The 22-year-old has spent all his life really in the States in the college system. He's come out there. He's playing his debut this week at the Masters. Runner-up in the match play to Dustin Johnson the other week. And he's won in Torrey Pines as well earlier this year. You know what? He could be the next superstar of world golf. He just looks such a solid player. Doesn't look like he has a weakness. And of all the debutants, he's the only one, I think, who could put on that green jacket. I don't give much chance to any of the others. Ricky Fowler, he's had a good season. He won the Honda down on the Florida swing here, and he's got some good stats on the PGA Tour, and he's upped his distance as well. He's 25th on the PGA Tour in distance and second in scoring and number one in sand saves. He's got a lot going for him, Ricky Fowler. Been working hard with Butch Harmon, and he opened up with an 80 here last year. Well, obviously, if you start like that, you've got no chance. I don't think he will. He's got a major shout. Justin Rose, the British Olympic champion. What a great time that was down in Rio for Justin Rose. And he's prepared similarly here for Augusta. Missed the match play the other week, but he did play in Houston where he did really, really well. Finished 15th, and he's just simmering underneath there. Just coming to the ball nicely, Justin Rose. If that putter holds up from 4 or 5 feet, if he just knocks those ones in, he's going to be bang there come Sunday afternoon. So who's going to win the 2017 US Masters? Well, Dustin Johnson, he's the strong favourite, isn't he? But he's going to be chased all the way by Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. Other players to look for, Ricky Fowler, the young American. I think he's going to go really well. And don't discount Phil Mickelson as well, the old veteran. 25th time at Augusta for Phil. Then there's Justin Rose, the big hope from the UK. Can Justin put that green jacket? It'll go very nicely with that Olympic gold medal, won't it? And apart from that, you've got Jon Rahm, the sensation from Spain, the debutant. But I think come Sunday afternoon, it's going to be Ricky Fowler putting on that green jacket. I think he's coming into form at the right time. He's been doing some great work. So for me, it's Ricky all the way. Well, top former winner interests me. There's some big players in this market. Jordan Spieth tops the market there. But you've got Adam Scott, Bubba Watson, Charles Schwartzel, some really good players, obviously, in this field. But the one that catches my eye is Phil Mickelson. 25 times here at Augusta. He knows it better than anyone. Always plays well here. He'll give you a really good run for your money. Well, this is the most English players has ever been at a Masters. And Justin Rose is the favourite, quite rightly too. You've got Lee Westwood, you've got Tommy Fleetwood, you've got Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick. There's an abundance of riches in English golf at the moment. But the one I like is Paul Casey. Plays the PGA Tour all the time. Very good record at Augusta. He'll really give you a good run for your cash.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.